You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Okay, so I am now joined by Hattie Pearson, XFM presenter and SRA 2012 female, female. And you've just taken part, you've just been a speaker in a breakout session on specialist music programming. How did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was great. I think it was nice to sit on a panel with Tom and Charity from Ireland as well, because I didn't know she was going to be here. So it was nice to have somebody from the music industry kind of giving their opinion on a few different things like Radio Monitor and other things like that as well. So it was nice to have kind of her input from how things work from the music industry side, kind of feeding into the radio industry as well.
You mentioned about how, I mean, obviously you present on XFM, which is a commercial station, and you mentioned that it's sort of money driven. What do you think their role is in promoting new music?
I think XFM, its heritage speaks volumes. XFM London for like the last 20 years has been a massive like mammoth in breaking lots of new artists, and for the likes of Amazing Radio, which hasn't been around for like 5 years, I think, something like that. So XFM has got so much heritage. People know that it's a station to go to find new music, the likes of John Kennedy on Exposure on the late night show, and then Danielle Perry, who does the evening show, has just been nominated for music personality at the Sony's. So I think it's XFM is still as relevant as ever.
Obviously you've got a lot of fans here for the fact that you were in Student Radio and you got an award at Student Radio Awards, Best Female. And 2 years ago you went to Demo Factor and it got played out to the judges. So, I mean, what advice would you have for anyone that's sort of putting together a demo, or even if it gets played out tonight?
If it gets played out tonight, don't worry. I remember that moment and I was so nervous that I was honestly like absolutely cacking myself, because it can lead to some really great opportunities. Demo Factor is and it was a shame that it didn't exist last year, so I'm really looking forward to seeing how it goes down tonight with some new judges as well, and I hope loads of students like have submitted their demos, because it is a really great opportunity for you guys to get heard and to get feedback as well, because at that stage I wasn't ready to be on the radio, so it was a chance for me to take on board that feedback and to kind of take that summer and work on what I needed to work on and kind of come back fighting and get to where I'm today, really.
One more question for you. In terms of women in radio, you present on XFM, which is, in terms of presenting, it's quite male-dominated and it's targeted at, as you say, younger men, or 25 to 40-year-olds.
Yes.
Do you sort of try and target women at all as well?
In terms of my content, no. There's going to be elements that things that I kind of say are probably a bit more female, because that's what gender I am, I suppose, but we're really lucky at XFM actually, because I think it is probably, in terms of commercial radio, probably more equal than most. We've got Joe Good on afternoons, me at the weekends, Danielle Perry on the evening show, Sunta on Drive with Dan in London, and then there's Liana at the weekends as well, Georgie Rogers, so there's a bunch of like awesome girls like supporting new music and stuff. I think yeah, it's important for girls to be there, but I also think that in terms of ticking boxes, it's always crucial that bosses don't just pick women for the sake of their gender, that they're actually picking them for all the right reasons, because they're good at their job. So that's something that I'll always hold true to my heart. I know that I'd be thoroughly annoyed if I found out that my boss put me on just because I was female and not because I'm good at my job. So I think that's something to always kind of bear in mind as well.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.